A local human rights commission is looking into charges of racial discrimination in the French Quarter in New Orleans. The investigation follows the death earlier this year of a black tourist on Bourbon Street. Susan Rosgen of member station WWNO reports that new charges of discrimination are about to be revealed.
On New Year's Eve, a 25-year-old black Georgia tourist, LaVon Jones, was killed in a scuffle with three white bouncers outside Razoo, a popular Bourbon Street nightclub. The bouncers held Jones down on the pavement until he lost consciousness and died. For weeks afterward, the club's owners refused to comment. But at a recent public hearing at City Hall, Razoo owner Gay Eden stepped up to the podium. The room was packed with black activists, and the petite 79-year-old white woman let them have it.
We have the facts, we have the photos, we have exactly what happened that evening, and none of it, and I want to emphasize, none of it was caused by a murder. It was not murder. It was an unfortunate tragedy.
The family of LaVon Jones has filed a wrongful death suit against Razoo, claiming Jones was manhandled by the bouncers because he didn't meet the bar's dress code, a dress code the family claims was intended to keep blacks out. But in front of the angry crowd, Gay Eden defended her club against charges of racism.
And if any one of these people who are yelling racism can prove to me that I have ever, ever done anything, these are the racists, every one of you.
That raucous public hearing was the first step by the New Orleans Human Relations Commission to try to find out if there is racial discrimination in the French Quarter. The second step was a secret test on Bourbon Street. The city sent 19 black and white men, about the same age as LaVon Jones, into Bourbon Street clubs to find out if blacks and whites are treated differently. Although the results of the secret test haven't been publicly announced, NPR was allowed to talk to two of the testers, one white and one black, about what they found. Using only their first names to protect their anonymity, first Alan, a 23-year-old white man, and then Anthony, a 27-year-old black man, described different reactions to what they were wearing when they tried to enter the same club.
I was dressed casually. I had my shirt untucked. I was at this time working with a partner who also had his shirt untucked. I was greeted by an African-American male doorman, as was my partner, and we just kind of nodded to him and walked in without any kind of trouble.
I was also dressed casually. Me and another partner of mine was also an African-American male, dressed casually as well. We were greeted by a doorman. I didn't have a problem just walking right by him, but my partner was stopped and was asked to tuck in his shirt. And just seconds after entering the club, we were standing by a slew of people with shirts out of their pants, predominantly white.
The testers claim that blacks consistently were questioned about their dress, while whites were not. They also claim that blacks were charged more for drinks in certain clubs. James Perry, who heads the investigation, says that's a pattern of discrimination.
The services should be the same for everyone. And even if it's a minor issue or major issue, the service should be the same regardless of a person's race.
Perry is compiling a report to submit to the Human Relations Commission. The three who wrestled LaVon Jones to the ground on New Year's Eve are charged with negligent homicide. But the case hasn't gone to court yet, and for now they are still on the job. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen in New Orleans.